get the schedule, the full schedule release tonight.
Yeah, and it looks like I saw where Adam Schefter posted yesterday that the Cincinnati Bengals will be traveling the least amount of miles.
I saw this.
Of any team in the, I think they travel a total of, what, 10,000 miles?
I'm going to call it up right now. And, I mean, and that stuff, I feel like it matters, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, they don't have to go overseas. I can't believe they're not going overseas. With Joe Burrow as their quarterback and the Bengal logos and... Mm-hmm. I mean, they are a hot team coming into the league. I mean, into the season. I think many people question whether or not their defense under Al Golden now, as the defense coordinator, is going to be good enough to get them to where they need to go. But the offense is going to needs to be humming right out of the gate this year. They can't get off to yet another slow start. It's kind of like watching the Knicks.
Yeah, there are four really good teams on paper going into this year that
paper?
are not traveling very far at all. The Detroit Lions, 11,000 miles. The Baltimore Ravens, 10,000 miles. The Buffalo Bills, 10,000 miles. And the Cincinnati Bengals, 8,753.
Right, so they're not, none of those teams are in any of these international games.
I mean, which is wild. So you think about the L.A. Chargers are traveling almost 30,000 more miles next year than the Cincinnati Bengals. I know it's modern-day air travel, and these guys are on charters and everything else, but still,
it's a pain in the ass. I don't care what anybody says. And, you know, I can't believe they haven't announced that the Chiefs are playing the Chargers down in Brazil. But
they kind of have, right? Everybody knows that.
It's the only one that we haven't heard about yet. I mean, you get the Vikings, Steelers in Ireland, and then the Vikings and the Browns in London next week.
Right, so the Jets and Giants, if you're wondering with the mileage stuff, they're right in the middle of the pack. Jets at 17,000, the Giants at 16,000. So the most is 37,000, the least is 8,000. So they're right in the middle there. So nothing really all that surprising.
I mean, they got the Eagles playing a ton of prime time games, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, I know that CBS this morning's announcing a couple of games today. I thought that we'd get a game to announce this morning, but I guess that's not happening. It was either CBS was going to reach out to us to give us a game to announce ourselves, or the man of knowledge, I thought, maybe would slide us a game. Like, we're not even asking for a big game. Like, give us, like, a Week 13 Jets-Dolphins game.
We know that the Jets are playing both the Patriots and the Dolphins twice.
Yeah.
And the Buffalo Bills twice.
So, like, we're just something we can break.
Yeah.
Like, how about that? Anything. You know, I'm going to text somebody. I'll text somebody.
You know what? You have all these international games being played. I don't know why the NFL doesn't go and play in certain American cities that are football fans, but yet don't have a professional football team.
I've been saying that since this international thing started, that I would much rather see that than them go overseas. I understand it's about the scrajol and building the brand and everything else, but, you know, America.
Yeah.
I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
I think that'd be great for some of these cities. America.
So, like, you could play a game up in Oregon.
Sure.
If you wanted to.
Nebraska.
North Dakota.
Hell yeah.
But, you know, you have to have a certain field. It's got to be...
Yeah.
It's all got to be all buttoned up. And those cities have got to pay for it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think...
That's the only way the NFL comes into your city is if... Yeah, they're collecting.
CBS Sports, Stephen Waldron of CBS Sports. Stephen, did you get a heads up on the games that are being announced this morning?
No, Coach Cower is on CBS Morning too.
What's that?
Coach Cower is on CBS Morning.
Oh, Coach Cower is on CBS Sports. Soon. What time is that so we know?
I don't know. They just teased it, so.
Just tease. All right, so is there an embargo on this game? You have no inside knowledge of this?
No, I texted Tony, but he still is not answering us.
Okay. Still not answering you. What, from last week?
Yeah.
By the way, how's the setup going to look down on the Jersey Shore next week?
It's going to be looking good. Hopefully we get good weather. We were down there on Monday checking it out, your guys. Fingers crossed.
All right, very good. Well, it looks great every year. You guys bringing the jib?
Of course we're at the gym.
Okay. Just make it sure.
Just make sure. Sean Kennedy, good shape, ready to roll?
Yeah, I told him not to stiff you on the handshake again.
All right.
All right, very good, Stephen. Stephen sounds like a beaten man after the whole CBS News thing last week. It's unfortunate, but
yeah, he's all right. He'll be all right.